episode 54. Today in studio with me is Carly Golub, and she, why don't you tell us what you do?
I'm a glass artist and instructor.
And how did you get into that field?
I found it in college, actually. You want, like, the full story?
Yeah, definitely.
So I went to college because that's what you do when you're 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a very good student, and I chose the school based on the fact that I could get into college.
Okay.
And when I was there, I found art, and I studied painting for a very long time. And then I didn't fit in at all. The painting program that I was in was, like, super realistic portraiture.
Okay.
And I was painting, like, I was never using the correct material. It was all oil paint, and I was always, like, acrylic and using, like, modeling paste and installing my paintings on the ceiling, and
yeah,
I just didn't fit in. Uh-huh. It's like a wild child. Okay. And then I walked past the glass window one day, and I was like, oh, that's where I belong.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed another 4 years to study that.
Nice. Do you constantly get people wanting you to make bongs and things like that? Does it annoy you?
Yes, very much so.
What do you like to make?
Right now, I like to make like sculptures.
Yeah.
And honestly, plates.
Okay.
I've been really enjoying making plates and bowls.
Is it more about a decorative thing, or do you like to make practical things?
I have never thought of myself as a functional maker until my most recent job, where I started making functional objects.
Okay.
So I've always made more sculpture, like art pieces, until the last year.
All right. So was it an art teacher growing up, like, a major influence on you? Any art teachers?
I did have one art teacher in high school that always, like, really believed in me, even though I was not a very good student.
Okay.
So I guess, yeah, maybe. My mom always told me to be an artist, and I was like, no, I'm going to be a scientist.
Were you a logical person or more creative?
Creative, for
sure.
So
you did better in English than in math growing up?
I'm so bad at math.
Yeah,
still to this day. Yeah.
Like algebra. I remember I wasn't in the good math classes growing up. Like I was like back behind and stuff.
Yeah, I was never good at it.
And then the talk of calculus came out, and I was kind of terrified. I don't think I ever reached that level, thankfully.
I've never taken calculus.
Yeah, me neither. So walk me through how you would go through the process of cutting, shaping, fitting, joining, molding, things like that.
Like blown glass or kiln glass?
First blown glass, let's cover that.
Okay. That's, like, hard. So blown glass is, it's like an offhand glass blowing is what they call it, and you use a stainless steel blowpipe, so it's a hollow stainless steel tube,
okay,
essentially, and you heat it up, and so hot glass will only stick to hot metal, so yeah, you have to get the end of the pipe cherry red hot, and then you're able to dip it into the glass, which is in a crucible in a furnace,
okay,
which is essentially like a big cereal bowl full of glass.
Yeah.
And you're able to gather on the end of the pipe, and then you shape it on a stainless steel table called a marver, and it's cooling the outside of the glass and leaving the inside still molten hot.
Okay.
And then you're able to, like, force a bubble into there, and then once that cools, you can keep gathering more and more layers onto it depending on how big or thick you want the piece to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you use a reheating chamber, which is actually called a glory hole.
Okay. Before the other term came around?
I believe so. I think it's like an ancient Italian something term.
Yeah.
Glass blowing terms are pretty dirty. But after that, so you can reheat it and shape it into really whatever form that you want. And you can blow it into a mold. You can use tools to shape it.
Nice. When's the last time someone asked you to make some pop paraphernalia for them? Like a day ago?
Maybe like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your response?
I don't work with that kind of glass. So okay. I work with soft glass, and that's made with borosilicate glass.
Okay.
So I'm like, I can't do that.
Have you worked with hard glass before?
I have, like, once or twice, but I've never, like, really worked in a situation where I've had access to it.
What's the difference between that?
So have you seen people, like, with, like, a torch, and then they're, like, working on it like this, like, in front of them?
Kind
like, they're holding, like, glass tubes, and there's, like, fire, like, shooting this way, and they're, like, or it's shooting this way, sorry.
Like a Yeah, like I get what you're saying.
Like it's flame like working or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just used with it's like a different technique, different glass, different technique, different materials, soft different syrup. Tools.
Yeah. Like soft serve ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
If you could share the secret of a chemical compound, like how you use your perfect red, do you guys protect those secrets or?
Yeah, I don't know how it's made.
Okay, yeah. I didn't think you had much knowledge of
it. In red glass, I believe there's gold in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And how do you make the glass turn certain colors? Do you add certain elements to it?
Yeah, so it's all colored with different metals, actually.
All right, what metal turns something red?
I think gold.
Really? And what about blue?
Copper.
Green?
I don't know.
Okay. Yellow?
Sulfur.
And what about like white or black?
Black is like all of the colors.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
I've never had to make my own colored glass, so okay. I've always like bought it or worked in the place that had it.
So you posted a picture of some dough this morning. What were you making?
Ooh, I've recently gotten into making sourdough bread. My coworker gave me his grandmother's 70-year-old starter.
Yeah.
And I've gotten really into, oh, there's my kitty cat, making sourdough. And I'm working on making it more sour.
Yeah.
And it smelled, I didn't taste it, but it smelled pretty sour today.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How many times have you made that kind of bread?
Maybe this is my, like, 10th loaf ever.
Yeah, I like to make bagels, and I've made semolina bread once before, and I tried Italian bread, I messed it up. I don't know why it'd be easier for me to make bagels than a loaf of bread. But
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never made bagels.
It's a huge process and a lot of work, but it's worth it, I think.
Yeah.
If you've ever had a New York bagel and you want to taste one like that in Portland, then...
Okay. West Coast bagels are the worst.
They're awful.
They're like fluffy.
They don't boil them. That's the whole issue with that.
Yeah.
You got to boil it and then you got to bake it. And if you just bake it, it's like a roll. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but they sometimes like some places are like, "Oh, this is a boiled bagel." And then I taste it, I'm like, "This is you don't even know."
I don't know what they're doing. They're trying to fool us, but it's not working.
Yeah.
And then I'll also notice they'll put caraway seed on instead of salt, which is like sacrilege to me. I'm like,
oh, really?
Why? That's just what I'm used to growing up eating like that. So
yeah.
You know, just talking to somebody, the food is so much different out here, like than the East Coast. The Chinese food is different. I don't like the food out here. I'm just craving the East Coast food. And
like what kind of Chinese food?
Pork fried rice. Somebody told me that you can get that here with these little red square bits or whatever, and every time I've tried to get it, nope, it's not. I can't find pork fried rice. I can't find egg rolls. I can only find spring rolls. Just drives me crazy.
That's funny that you say that, because I was craving just like, I guess, yeah, it's East Coast Chinese food.
Yeah.
Which is like American Chinese food.
Yeah.
The other week, and I couldn't find it.
Not fair. You can't find it anywhere. I live in Chinatown. And everything rated around here, there's a place a block away, it's like 3 stars. It's very disappointing.
Do you ever go out to 82nd?
No. I heard there's Chinese food good somewhere. That might be where it is.
Yes, it's where it is.
All right. Let's check it out. I still don't think they have any egg rolls, though. I wish they did. What did you do before you did blowing glass professionally?
Well, I've been doing this for about 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I don't know, like I worked in like a hardware store.
Okay.
I was like a camp counselor at one point in my life. I've really held glass jobs since I started working with the medium.
Okay.
But I'm also a jeweler as well. I've kind of like taken some time off from doing that. So I've had jewelry jobs like within the last 10 years.
Have you ever tried selling that on Etsy or anything?
Yeah.
It's hard. I just got my first Etsy sale the other day. I sell seeds online. Cactus seeds. I was pretty shocked. I forgot that it was even up. It was about a month ago.
And you were like, oh my God, this is so exciting.
One listing, and I was like, I want to see if anyone actually buys this. I didn't bother putting up anything else.
Yeah.
At the time, my Amazon seller account was like suspended. So I was like, I got to figure out another income source. And I was like, Etsy is a joke, but it might pick up one day.
Yeah.
It's only good for, like, handmade stuff. Like, if you're an artist, Etsy's perfect, I'd say.
It is, but you have to, like, get into that algorithm so that your stuff is, like, shown.
Yeah, that happened with me. Yeah, I've been on eBay since 2011, so, like, every time in Google, it'll be, like, some of my seeds will come up, like, number one until they get taken down.
Basically. Yeah.
But on Amazon, they could screw you so badly.
Really?
Because there's a lot of Chinese, like, third-party sellers from Asia that'll jump on your listing, piggyback it, and they'll say they sell the same type of seed. So if I sell 200 stinging nettle seeds, and they sell 200 stinging nettle seeds, does it matter if I grew it from my seed? Like, they can say they sell that too. And it sucks, because they could sell a bad seed, and then, even though I put it under my catalog. And not only that, it has to take like a month to ship in. So it's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
That's why eBay's a little bit better in that sense, but not really. I don't like PayPal very much. So how do you plan your work? Do you get, like, a schedule in advance?
Like, my day-to-day job?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm booked 6 months out.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does someone book with you?
Well, I work in for a company,
yeah.
And I'm an instructor, so we have to, like, release the teaching schedule.
Yeah.
And so I think it's, like, released every 3 months, but then the 3 months that isn't released is, like, pre-planned.
Okay.
So.
Do you find that you're teaching more than creating right now?
There's an ebb and flow.
Okay.
It depends. I'm really good if I have a deadline to, like, still make my own art. And I try to make something for myself, like, at least once or twice a week.
Okay.
Because that's why I got into the profession.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be making.
Yeah, as an artist, if I'm not creating, I feel bad. Like, I haven't recorded a song in months, so I'm like, what's going on?
Get on it.
Too busy with the podcast.
Yeah.
And other stuff.
You're creating.
Yeah, I am.
Podcast.
Creating other stuff. I guess just branching out.
Yeah.
What's your favorite restaurant in Portland right now? Or what do you like to eat around Portland?
Toji, hands down. Korean barbecue on Hawthorne.
Nice.
It's my all-time favorite restaurant.
What dishes do you like to get from there?
Okay, so you need to go with at least 5 people. Like, that's, like, the magic number.
Okay.
And then everybody can order something and share, and you can get, like, the meat sampler and cook it on the grill in front of you.
Nice.
And then recently, I've started to just make my own food at home.
Yeah.
Like, whatever dish I'm interested in making, I just make it at home.
Bread?
I made that bread, yeah.
What?
That was the first 2 loaves that I ever made.
Wow, that looks artisan incredible.
Like, I know, I was really impressed.
How did you do that? What is this? Is that flour on the outside?
Yeah, it's just flour. It's just, like, from the thing that I let it raise in.
How did you get it to rise like that? How long did you let the sit, the yeast sit?
So it's the sourdough starter.
Yeah.
And I take it out of the fridge, like, 3 days before I actually make it. And I, like, start feeding it till it gets all, like, bubbly.
Yeah.
And then you make the dough the night before and you let it rise overnight.
Okay.
And then the next day you, like, let it rise again on the counter. And then I put it in a Banneton and I let it rise again for a couple of hours. And then I bake it.
Nice. And what kind of yeast do you use?
There's no yeast.
No yeast?
No.
Wow. What kind of flour?
Bread flour.
Like organic?
Just, like, white, no.
Okay. And I see that grill is essential for making bread, that cooling rack.
Mm-hmm.
I had gotten one before, and, like, it was so hard to clean. Is that a good one, though?
I haven't really had to clean it, because it's, like, the bread's already cooked.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I was using mine for bacon and all other sorts of things, so
yeah.
It actually got all gunky.
I baked the bread in a Dutch oven, like in a cast iron Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Where's your Dutch oven in your place? Like, is it outside or?
No, it's just like a little, it's like a pot with lid.
Yeah, like crock pot.
Yeah, so you cook it in the oven for 20 minutes, like, with the lid on, and then you take the lid off,
yeah.
Cook it for, like, another 30 minutes, and then you take the bread out and put it on the rack, and it's like another 10 minutes for the crust to form.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's kind of like a baby. You gotta, like, really baby it.
Is there, like, a recipe that you followed?
I started with a recipe, yeah, and then I was like, this is not sour enough. And so I just, like, kept adding more starter to it.
And what's this that you made here?
That is a piece. I actually had this idea in 2014, and I tried making it for years with blown glass.
Yeah.
And in the last year, I've switched from blowing glass to kiln-formed glass.
Yeah.
And the idea just, like, manifested way better with the new material and the new process.
Yeah.
So I made that piece for a company show, actually, that was recently at Bullseye Projects.
Nice. Have you made shot glasses? That seems like the easiest thing to make.
I think like the first thing I made in like glass one was a shot glass. I think my mom has it like on her desk at work.
Nice. Was it just like a clear shot glass?
Yeah, and it was like so thick, like you didn't want to lift it and take a shot.
Was it a round one, square one?
Oh, who knows what shape it was. Yeah. I had this thing for a long time where I didn't make anything that was the correct shape. I would like make the shape and then I like smack it on the table or something so it was a little like wonky.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those.
Okay. Did you put a design on the glass after, or do you get ever involved in that, or is that another process, basically?
Like etching writing, into it?
Like, someone sells a shot glass from each date, I collect those. Like, how would someone put the writing on the glass? Do you ever have anything to do with that?
I don't. Like, I've never in my career, but I know exactly how it's done.
How is it done?
So, typically, it's sandblasted on, and you use, like, what I would use is this brand called Resist, and it's just, like, a photosensitive thing that you can expose your image onto, and then you like put it on the outside of the glass and you sandblast the image onto it.
Can you explain what sandblasting is exactly?
It's how you get like frosted glass.
Okay.
So you're using compressed air that's shooting sand at the glass.
That's awesome. And you've not done that? You've seen it done though?
I've sandblasted a lot of glass. I've just never sandblasted a shot glass.
Okay.
I actually teach a sandblasting class at Bullseye.
What are some common mistakes people make when doing sandblasting?
They think that they've sandblasted the whole piece.
Yeah.
And then they take their photo resist off of it, and they have very clearly not sandblasted the whole piece. And you can't line that up again.
Okay. And you said you used to do glass blowing, but now you're more involved with the kiln. So what are some differences in this?
So I'm not gathering glass anymore. I'm not working with it in its molten state. Okay. Instead, I'm working with it, and then like it's either already a sheet or a powder, or like crushed is what we call frit.
Okay.
And I'm working with it, and then I'm putting it into the kiln, closing the door, and like letting the kiln do the work.
Okay.
And then I open the door again.
Do you like that better?
I'm like really happy with it right now.
Yeah.
I thought that I would miss glass blowing, but my ideas are working out so much better working with glass like this that, I mean, I definitely have been craving blowing glass recently, but for my own personal art, I'm like totally okay with it.
Nice. Yeah, my favorite drinking glass is a Bodum glass. I mean, have you ever tried to make one of those?
A what glass?
A Bodum glass. It's just a glass, a double-walled glass, basically.
I've never tried, but I bet I could figure it out. And I honestly think that it's probably made on a torch.
Yeah. They even show like an image of the guy, like when he's blowing it, it's like this. He's like blowing it with this, like a string or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess that's how they used to do it back in the day.
So my last job before Bullseye, I made North Drinkware's cups. So they're like little tumblers or pint glasses with a little version of like Mount Hood. I think they have like 8 different mountains in the bottom now.
Yeah.
So I've made a lot of drinking glasses before. I think I made like 50,000+ of those before I left that job.
Mm. Nice, that's a lot.
We did the math, and you could stack them on top of each other. They'd be as tall or, like, taller than Mount Hood.
Wow. When's the last time you've been to Mount Hood?
Oh, it's been a minute. Yeah. What about you?
I think I went a couple of weeks ago. It's because my friend visited from New York, so you got to take people everywhere when they come visit.
Yeah.
Do you have people visit? Where did you used to live?
Ohio.
And what do you feel the differences are here and there?
Oh, have you been to Cleveland, Ohio?
I've driven through. I've been to the Rock Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah.
The trees are so short in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's so flat.
Yeah. East Coast trees, I feel, are not even as cool as the trees out here.
They're so tiny compared.
The leaf matter just looks better here. I don't know why. I like the Pacific Northwest style. I always forget what the type of tree is called.
The fir trees here? Fir trees.
Douglas fir. Yeah. Love those trees.
They're really nice.
Twin Peaks trees. I grew up watching that show.
Yeah.
Are you watching any TV shows or movies right now?
Oh, I don't sit still well.
Okay.
So TV is hard for me.
So you like a more active thing?
Yeah. I like need to be like moving and like touching things always.
So what do you like to do in your free time?
I cook a lot. I'm a very process-oriented person, so I find that like coming home and cooking is very meditative for like my hands and my mind.
So that's relaxing for you?
It's super relaxing for me. Cool. And I'd like to ride my bike a lot.
Is that what you like to do for exercise mainly?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Are you into sports ever growing up?
No. Never been into sports. I've never really played sports either. So that probably has something to do with it.
Yeah. I'm not much of a sports person. Just play video game hockey.
Did you play sports growing up?
I did play football. Like, my friends would organize tackle football games. We'd have a turkey bowl every Thanksgiving. Play on a sheet of ice sometimes in the park. Slam into boundaries made out of garbage cans. Like, four different garbage cans. We'd put metal garbage cans, like barrels.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd run into them. But I found when we played without the boundaries, I was like, this sucks. Like, you need four boundaries. That's what I find in football. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've played in a backyard, and it's just like a different thing. I don't know why. It's like you need an out of bounds.
Yeah.
Because it sucks without it. It's like, where am I running? I'm on an empty field. That's just personal preference.
Yeah.
If you were to play a sport, what would it be? Like, be most enjoyable to you?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Curling?
Curling. maybe, like, basketball. I always enjoyed, like, watching basketball.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the show Cutthroat Kitchen?
No.
Great show.
I'll have to watch it.
You gotta watch it. It's amazing. It's, like, a competition between four chefs. And in this, the chefs will eventually, like, you get eliminated. They put these things in that make it harder to cook, so you can't cook with metal tools or something, and
okay.
You have to use a torch to cook this, and you can't use an oven at all, so if they can pull it off, it's like incredible, like, you're an incredible chef if you can pull this off. Like,
yeah.
And people bet, like, $2,500, so you bet against the other chefs, so they can't, like, you spend a certain amount of money to screw up another chef, so they can't use spatulas at all, and you just put $1,000 in, but you're not going to get to take that money home. It's pretty hard to explain, but it's an amazing show.
One of my favorite ways to cook is, like, whatever's in the, like, kitchen. Like, yeah. Don't go to the store. Whatever you have in the fridge or in the kitchen. So, that'd be it.
Yeah, I like to use everything in the kitchen. I feel bad when I don't.
Yeah.
I've been getting these home chef meals delivered.
Oh, do you like those?
I like them because I can make things that I would never make ever. Like, the other day, I made something like feta cheese and all, like, sauteed onions and all this stuff that I just would never do at home, though I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
I just never bother looking up the recipe. And I find the food never goes bad when I use those things. Like, I have three meals left. I have to use them all before they go bad. They're refrigerated.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff in the freezer, I'll buy it and I'll just stay in there for months.
You'd, like, forget about it.
Yeah. Or I just won't use it. I'm like, I gotta use it. I don't want it. Like, I don't know why. At the time when I buy it, I'm like, yeah, I want this.
Yeah.
And it happens with milk. I never finish milk. I always finish eggs. Like, that's not a problem.
Eggs keep for a long time, though.
Yeah, it's true. Even after, it's like, usually it's still okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
It's like a warning thing. Are you a cheese person?
Cheese? I love cheese.
What's your favorite kind of cheese? And it's Tillamook, I guess.
Humboldt Fog, Cypress Grove is the brand.
Oh, yeah.
All-time favorite cheese, yeah.
Nice.
If you've never had it, like, go today and buy some.
Have you been to the factory?
No.
I've been to the Tillamook Cheese Factory. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get some cheese curds. Only good within 24 hours.
But they're squishy. So delicious.
Yeah, they're really good. If you don't eat them within 24 hours, I heard that they're just not as good. What's the best, like, your most proudest glass thing that you've blown?
My thesis show from college.
What was it?
This was like this 14-foot wall installation. It was composed of a bunch of different Marinian tubes that I cut up and fused together and then, like, slumped. And I actually, I didn't say this in the piece, but I took molds of people's bodies and everything was wearable, but I never displayed it as being wearable.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, on the wall piece, there was, like, my friend's thigh, but you would never know that. It just looked like an undulating piece of glass.
That's cool.
Yeah. I loved making that piece.
Nice. Are you a fan of spicy foods?
Yes, I love spicy food.
Is that your favorite brand of hot sauce?
That's a good one. I think I was making tacos that night, so it just fit. Yeah. I recently, like, was trying to do this, like, food Instagram thing, so that's what all these photos were from.
Yeah, you named it 10-inch plate.
10-inch plate, yeah.
Any reason why you named it that?
I made a bunch of different plates of different sizes and, like, brought them home, invited a bunch of people over, brought them home, and we all voted that the 10-inch one was the best.
Okay.
But since then, I've decided that the, like, 12-inch plate is the best.
Do you eat on the plates that you make?
Yes, always.
That's awesome. Do you make ceramic plates ever?
No, I am not a fan of, you can keep going beyond that photo. Ceramic plates. Mm. All right, I am a fan, but I'm trying to get glass plates out into the world. So I've been messaging, like, food bloggers recently, trying to get them to, like, plate their food on glass plates, being like, hey, can I send you a glass plate? No one's responding to me.
Damn.
Like, the more I, like, research and the more I look, everybody uses ceramic plates only.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I've been using, too. How do you get such good pictures on these foods? Are you using that? Because every time I use the food effect, it sucks. Like, it blurs everything around it, but you used it, right, it looks like?
Oh, these are, like, edited and, like, taken on, like, a fancy Nikon, or these are a Sony Alpha camera.
That was the name of the camera?
Yeah.
And do you use Photoshop post-production effects?
I think that these were made in, like, Lightroom.
Nice. Is that done on your phone or in your tablet? Or?
This is a friend. It was actually my ex-boyfriend. He did all these for me.
Oh, nice. Yeah, these are really good pictures.
I know. I don't have the good pictures anymore.
Is this the ex that you're talking about?
Yes. That's Danny.
How was Mexico?
Ooh, Mexico is great. Have you ever been to Puerto Escondido?
I have not.
It's the coast of Oaxaca.
Uh-huh.
And it's like Mexico's pipeline. It's like the surfing there is supposed to be like incredible.
Yeah.
I was really scared. There was like this one wave that kept coming and it wasn't even like the big surf time, but it was like a scary wave.
Okay. Did you go surfing there?
No. I'm scared of a lot of things I've learned in my adult life.
Me too.
The ocean is scary.
Yeah, I've always been terrified of it kind of because I got knocked out a bunch of times by waves.
Yeah.
When I was in the Philippines, I could have surfed when I was in, like, Bel Air, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Because it was too scary.
It's scary.
I see you were on the Tablas Beach. Do you ever go to Sauvy Island Beach, Collins Beach around here?
I do. I love going there.
Yeah. I was just there 2 days ago.
How was it?
It was cool. It was very cold. It was, like, not warm at all. But
yeah, I was going to say, it was, like, cold 2 days ago.
If you get in, like, a little sunspot.
Yeah.
I didn't plan on going at all. Like, somebody suggested it, like, last second. And I was like, you're driving? Fuck yeah. I was like, I don't want to drive 40 minutes there, so I had to go.
Yeah. I went the other week when it was like 96 degrees and it was really nice.
Yeah, that must have been awesome. When I went, there was basically no one there.
I mean, that's
you
nice.
You must have been packed like crazy at 96, yeah.
It was a weekday, so it wasn't like jam-packed, but there's definitely a lot of
but
people.
Still, like when I went, there was like 10 people, like not even 5 people. I was like, because it was so cold, I guess. What was this? A turtle?
That is a dead sea turtle.
Sucks.
I know. It's really sad.
Something. I always get really sad when I hear turtles die. There was a story. This guy killed like the longest living turtle ever, and I was like, "What a fucking asshole!" Turtle was like 100 something.
Oh no.
Yeah, 150 something. They can live to like 200. It's fucked up. When you're like, why would you do that?
The proof that I like cheese.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's bread right there. Did you make this bread?
Yes.
How did you come up with the coordination of all that?
I just started buying cheese and meat and different things, and I made all the tiny little bowls and the hummus plate I made as well.
Yeah.
I was just like, I want to turn my kitchen island into the biggest charcuterie board ever. This is for New Year's.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was a party.
Yeah.
That looks so good. Must have been eaten. Most of that must have been eaten.
There was like some stuff left over, but I like left for Mexico like the next day, so I just gave it all away.
Yeah, it's like, sometimes I feel like I'm almost eating things like this more than real food. It's just
like a good snack plate for dinner?
Exactly. Like, I could just eat this all day long, like, seriously.
I was part of a 7-day class last week, and I definitely, like, had some snack plate dinners.
Nice.
Last week.
What was the class about?
It was an Australian artist. Her name is Jess Laughlin.
Yeah.
And it was called Mastering Simplicity, and it was, like, a kiln-formed glass class. It was pretty amazing. It was a lot of hours, but I'm really happy that I got to be a part of it.
Nice. Are you a fan of dogs or cats more?
I like both. I have a cat, but I've had dogs before.
Yeah, I've never had a dog. But ever since owning a cat for years, I've more come around to the idea I could have a dog one day.
I really like going for walks or like urban hikes, you know, like walking through the city. And it's really nice if you have a dog to do that with.
Yeah. I like having a cat, and when people visit, it's like...
Yeah.
They love the cat.
Your cat's super sweet.
Yeah. And you did a live glass-blowing art show beer?
Yeah, so my friends and I, every winter, put on this art show. And basically, it's to give everybody a deadline. For a while, I was working this production glass job, not making my own art, and nobody was, like, everyone that I worked with was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And, like, all my friends, I was like, nobody's making art. So we started this thing to give each other a deadline to make art.
Yeah.
It's more of a party than an art show, but it's, like, influenced people to start making again, which is really nice.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me, though, there's, like, an art show, Booze and Pancakes or something. You ever hear that?
No.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that.
My friend Brian does the image for the flyer every year, and it's always a different food item, blowing glass. I love it. It's so good.
Nice. What, for somebody just starting and wanting to get into glass blowing, what's a good way to go about that, doing that?
Take a class somewhere. Don't just take an experience. Maybe take an experience. Uh-huh. What I mean by experience is there's a bunch of places, not really in Portland, but like if you go to the coast, where you can make like a float or a bowl or something.
Okay.
Just to see if you actually are not scared of glass blowing. It is 2,150 degrees. Like, it's hot and scary and fast paced.
Yeah.
And then take a class that's longer than a couple of hours. Like, take a couple week long class and see if you actually like it.
Okay. Somebody's a fan of metal.
That's Brian, who does the pictures for the flyers.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I know this girl.
That's me.
That's you. That's why I know you. Are you also do Instagram modeling or?
No.
Okay. Yo, you did some whitewater rafting. Huh?
Well, it's like floating down the, floating, sandy.
I should have done
that in a long time.
I got invited to do that a couple years ago. I should have.
You should do it if you haven't.
I've done it in like the lazy river and like Splish Splash on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I want to do it for real. That would be incredible.
It's fun. It's long. So like for someone who doesn't sit still well.
Okay.
It's like you're really committed to be there for a long time.
Do you get Wi-Fi?
No.
You know, my friend visited from New York the other day and he was like suggested that through the International Rose Test Garden that we take scooters through. I was like, they probably wouldn't like that, and it defeats the whole purpose.
So the scooters will like turn off in certain areas, I think I heard.
Yeah, really?
So I wonder, like, they don't want them in those areas. I could be wrong.
When you look on the map, there's definitely like a gray area.
Yeah, so I wonder if like you were like scooting up there, if it would just like turn off.
That would be cool if it just braked all of a sudden. What is this?
My friend that I went to college with did this project where he made these glass spheres and he sent them out to a bunch of different people to like bring them around in your day-to-day life. And yeah. Another friend visited Portland and she brought it. It was like called the Satellite Project or something. And we just kicked it around for like a week straight.
Yeah.
And it like chipped, it broke. We like glued it back together. Like we spray painted the whole thing gold and then kicked it around a bunch. And that was the finished piece.
Yeah, that's like a planet.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It was a really fun project.
I would consider submitting this to some science fiction movie place, TV shows. Be like, you can use this as your planet.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. Like Star Wars and Star Wars 9, maybe use it as a planet. That would be cool. Were you a... So what's the last movie you've seen then? Not like much of a movie watcher.
I don't even know. Yeah. Sometimes I like sit down and like turn things on Netflix, but I like don't pay attention really to like what...
Okay.
I'm like turning on.
Yeah. Was this a bonfire you were at?
Yeah. What year are these photos from?
These are like 2013.
Old. Okay. Like, you got far back.
Do you like to go drinking out to bars and stuff?
Yes. I love a good cocktail, for sure.
Good wine?
Yep. Love some wine.
Are you a Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon? Which more do you like?
I like Bordeaux.
Okay. I don't think I have that one that often. Is that like a white wine?
It's red.
Okay. Are you a fan of white wine?
Sometimes.
Never been that much of a fan. At weddings is when I have it most.
If I'm like having a glass of wine earlier in the day, I would say I would choose white.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Over red.
Are you a cannabis fan?
No, I used to be. Well, I shouldn't say no. Sometimes I am. I used to smoke a lot, and then I don't know, something changed as I like got older.
Mm-hmm.
I don't that much anymore. Sometimes I'll like use some CBD to sleep.
Yeah. Nice.
I was in a bike accident a couple years ago, and I didn't want to take painkillers, so I took CBD instead, and that really helped.
It's good to know that it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's my cat. That's Kimchi.
Outdoor cat?
Yes. Indoor, outdoor.
Yeah.
She's crazy, so she like needs to go outside. She's okay. Got too much energy.
Super cute. Queen of the truck. Are you growing stuff or?
I had a garden last year. I moved recently.
Okay.
My roommates have a garden now, but I'm waiting to plant some of my own stuff in there.
Nice. What's the craziest extreme thing you've done? Like hang gliding or bungee jumping?
Oh, that's not for me. I'm
Yeah, you were saying, right? Are you afraid of heights?
I'm not scared of heights. I'm scared of going fast. Like okay. Downhill, doing anything fast.
Have you been on the scooter?
I've been on the scooter, yeah.
Was it scary?
No, that was not scary.
Don't go on the train tracks and stupidly like try to break with your foot. Just
you
don't.
Did that.
I did that and almost fell. It would have been bad. Like, so don't just like, I don't know why. I was like not even thinking that I have brakes. Like I was thinking it was like a real scooter. Like I never used the brake really, except yeah, that's the thing. But yeah, you should use the brakes.
It's good. Yeah.
It's the thing on the right side apparently, or the left side, right?
Oh, because the right is the gas.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yeah. It's better when you do like a nice short 10-minute trip is what, because like if you're stopping at lights every minute, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
What I figured. Do you have any tattoos?
I'm covered in tattoos.
Is this one?
That's one, yeah. I recently got one that's a T-Rex with a cactus riding it.
Yeah. I saw that.
Cactus-headed little boy. I love that one. And I got that with my best friend, Emlyn. It's like friendship tattoos.
Was it done by the same tattoo artist?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Her name is Tina.
There she is. Looks like an anime fan.
Yeah. Super talented, really gentle, amazing artist.
How'd you meet her?
I find all the people that tattoo me on Instagram, actually.
Nice. Portland tattoo hashtag?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I interviewed a couple tattoo artists. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's an interesting form of art. It's like so permanent.
It is. Well, you could get it undone, but it's a hassle for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I've got some bad tattoos, and I'll keep them, even though they're bad.
What's your favorite one?
Of all my tattoos?
Yeah.
I have this piano cat on my arm that I really love. I don't know. I like them all, though.
Okay. Piano cat. That does sound cool.
Yeah.
Are you... do you ever read any books?
I need to read more. I've recently thought about my life, and I've realized that, like, I've committed so much of it to glass, and I just read glass things always, or, like, now cooking books.
Okay.
And I need to get back into other things.
Yeah. Is there any new avenues you've explored recently, like branching out wise?
No, I'm really busy with work.
So you just want to focus on what you're good at and stuff?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you enjoy teaching more or creating?
Ooh, I actually really love to teach. There's like this moment when the process that you're introducing people to clicks in their mind that's so magical to like see them just be like, wow, I get this. Instead of just like going through the motions and doing exactly what you did that I think is like so magical. I really love that.
Is there ever a point when you're like, this guy's just not getting it? And
you're I mean, that happens all the time. I'm sure that happens to people with me too.
Do you like give up on them or do you just keep trying?
No, you got to keep trying. You got to get it to click.
It just takes people longer, I guess, sometimes, right?
Yeah.
You have to take the class over again, I guess? Or
I have students that take classes more than once, yeah.
Have you made YouTube videos demonstrating or do you just want to keep it in the classes?
No, well, I work for a company right now, so I teach their curriculum and do their things. But maybe in like the future, I don't know.
What's the company name again?
Bullseye Glass.
Okay, yeah. How long have you been with them?
A little over a year.
Has it been your favorite so far?
It's allowed me to learn more than at any other job and given me studio access, which I haven't had in a long time.
Okay.
So it's been really exciting for that.
Yeah. When's the last time that you did have studio access?
Oh, it's been years.
So it must be awesome to just finally get to do that.
Yeah. I can just like make things now. I've had like my own studios, but they've been like jewelry studios. I haven't had my own glass studio or anything.
What are some jewelry things that you like to make?
I love carving wax and then casting it. And I like to make rings mostly.
What are some of the designs that you used to make?
That same as that like glass piece that we were looking at, the purple like circular circle shapes. I do those same shapes. And nice. I make these like rings that wrap around your fingers.
Okay.
They're really nice.
And was this a painting you did? Or?
No, that was somebody stuck something into a kiln and accidentally programmed it wrong. So it completely melted. Like it wasn't, it was supposed to be like a piece.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
And that's the shelf.
Accidental art is the best.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, that's a big bummer. Yeah. It ruined the kiln and the shelf, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, at least you got something out of it. 20 yeah. likes, right? It's one for the glass gods. Butts, butts, butts. Why'd you use that hashtag?
Oh, I don't know. I really like that one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I just sometimes use it.
Mm. Are you in a relationship right now with anyone?
No. I'm dating.
So you're focusing more on work, you think?
No, I'm okay. Actively dating, yeah.
Do you like to use Tinder?
I used it, yeah. Yes, it's hard to meet people organically.
Yeah.
But also, I find that like people have like dating ADD, and they're just like, oh, what's the next best thing?
Yeah, I think that happens a lot on Tinder, because they can swipe so often, they're just like, just go on and see what else they can.
I don't even think people need Tinder for that. I think it's like this day and age, because you can use Instagram. Yeah. To find someone.
Yeah, you could use Instagram, but the thing is, like, your message might, they might even, it's so hard to see. Like, at first, it took me a while. Oh, it's in the top right corner. Like, most people don't even know where their Instagram messages are.
Yeah.
I mean, people that use it all the time, I guess they would know. Have you dated anyone through Instagram?
No.
Yeah. I could say it would be possible for sure. It's just like, if the person's not using hashtags, you might never find them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of music? Do you listen to music while you're doing work?
I am the worst with music. Okay. It's like something I've never been good at. So if somebody else is playing it, or like, I mean, I play some music sometimes, but...
You don't have like Spotify playlists and...
No, I honestly like have a hard time paying attention to things. So sometimes I need quiet, or like I can have music, but...
Okay. Yeah, I'm the opposite. I always need something in the background. Even like a fan while I'm sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need one?
Quiet.
You need complete quiet?
Yeah.
I used to be like that. And then it's like, no, I need like a vibration or a hum yeah. or something.
White noise. Yeah. I'm a really bad sleeper, so.
Me too. I've been getting like 4 hours and then just not being able to go back. And my memory foam bed will just like heat up and then I'll have to get up too. Do you have a memory foam bed?
I have this like topper, mattress topper on my bed.
And that's foam?
It's... gel foam.
Oh, I want the cooling gel kind. Does that work?
Really, it's pretty nice.
Does it keep it cool, the gel?
I'm a really cold person, so I would want a warming bed, probably.
Okay. It's not a good question. What's your favorite emoji?
This one.
Nice.
Which one's yours?
I like the guitar one.
The guitar one?
I like the animals and stuff. Just the ones that are not normal. The non-smiley face ones are kind of fun.
Oh, and the drooling one. I like the drooling one.
Yeah. There should be a cat cucumber one.
Oh.
Did you ever see those videos when the cucumbers are like terrifying the cats? Those are so funny. And there's a cartoon one. I like that one better because it's not a real cat.
Yeah, I think it's actually like very terrifying for the cat.
It's very terrifying. Yeah. I give my cats... The funny thing is my cat, her favorite thing to eat is cucumbers. But I cut them up for her in like little pieces.
She eats cucumbers.
She fucking loves them more than anything
else. Oh my, that's so interesting.
It's because cats are vegetarians. It doesn't make sense. Cats are not vegetarians. They cannot eat vegetables at all is what I read. But... She loves him.
My cat like only wants like Friskies. It was so hard to get her to eat like organic cat food.
Yeah, my cat was just eating dry food for a while, and then eventually I gave her some Friskies, and then she wants that all the time now.
Yeah, it's like crack for them. They love it.
Except certain kinds of Friskies. Like I gave her the pate, or I gave her the kind with cheese, and she didn't like it like at all for some reason. And I can't even give it to her all at once, or she'll just puke. So I gotta give her like a scoop, put it back in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. My aunt has her on like the raw food diet, but that's way too much.
It's a lot, yeah.
I have too much going on, I can't. <do it. laughs> What do you like to drink? What's your favorite beverage?
Whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
Any specific types? Jack Daniels?
There's a Barlow Trail by Big Bottom.
Okay.
It's like only $29.95 for the bottle, and it's just like pretty drinkable.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
Nice. What's your favorite kind of... Let me see. What's your favorite color, actually?
Purple and gold.
So do you use those a lot when you're blowing glass?
Yes. They are through my work, like, in every medium.
Nice.
And my motto is, when anything fails, I just cover it in gold. And it's always worked for me.
Yeah. Do you like gold or silver better?
Gold, for sure.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's richer. I think I like warm hues, like warm tones, I guess.
Okay.
Because I definitely like a warmer purple versus a cooler purple.
Mm. Fuchsia?
Yeah, sure.
Nice. Thinking. Normally I have millions of questions, sorry.
You're good. Do you have a favorite color? Can I ask you questions?
Yeah, you can ask me questions. Because normally that doesn't happen, but yeah, I'm down to answer questions. I always like blue, kind of like a darker navyish blue, not too navy. Not where it's almost black, but yeah.
So you just have one favorite color?
I mean...
I find that whenever I ask people what their favorite color is, there's always two.
I like a combo of like a nice blue and white. That would be cool. I mean, those were my school colors growing up, actually.
It's blue and white?
Blue, white, blue and gold or something like that.
And mine was black and gold. I think it was black and white, but gold was like the accent color.
Okay. Yeah, ours was called the Eagles. Or what was your mascot?
Bison.
The Bison? Okay. Is that... Yeah, it makes sense.
I was actually a cheerleader in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great. I like to like scream and boss people around.
Nice.
I like loved it.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Was there any guys on your cheerleading squad?
No.
They weren't that crazy, but they weren't like into that back then. Or it was just because where you
we
were?
We didn't have like a very good cheerleading squad. Like there was no like tossing people in the air or
oh,
anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys didn't go to competitions and stuff?
No.
Dang.
It was pretty lame, but it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, were you really popular in high school?
Was I?
Yeah.
I was definitely like a mean girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can identify with the movie Mean Girls?
Yeah. I was maybe not the meanest of the mean girls, but...
What's the meanest thing you did to a girl?
Ooh, I don't know. One time I like embarrassed people during like assemblies and stuff.
Did you like any guys that wanted to ask you out? Did you like embarrass any of them or anything?
No, I think the boys embarrassed the girls more.
Okay. So... If you were ever going to, like, be mean to someone, was it usually a girl or a guy?
It was usually a girl.
Okay. Yeah. I think girls, there was, like, always a stereotype going on, like, girls don't get along and things like that. But do you have girlfriends and guy friends, like, equally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. I don't know. I actually have a lot of guy friends.
Okay.
I have girlfriends, too, but...
Mm-hmm. Are you still friends with a lot of people from high school?
No.
None of them? Any of them?
I talk to them sometimes, but...
Okay. Is there, like, a best friend that you had back in the day that you still talk to?
Like, occasionally?
Mm.
Yeah.
Do they ever come visit you?
No.
Do you ever visit Ohio? Is that...
So, my sister and my mom still live there.
Okay.
So, I just booked a flight. My sister's pregnant right now.
Okay.
So, I'm going to her baby shower in September.
Nice.
Yeah. And I went home for her wedding. But I don't just, like, go home that often.
Yeah, me neither. It's been a while. Over a year.
Over a year.
But I got to go see my brother's little baby, Axel.
Yeah, you got to go.
He's going to be a year. Like, I can't let a year happen, you know?
Yeah.
Got to get out there.
Or, like, you send, like, little gifts with, like, a picture of yourself.
I did send an outfit, but I have not yet to see a picture with that ninja in training outfit yet.
Yeah.
I don't think they like it because...
They gotta, like, put it on the baby once and take a photo, at least.
Yeah, I know. I hope they don't think it was, like, a stereotype because of... No, I wouldn't think that. I got it because my brother had a hat that said, like, ninja in training. So I thought it would be funny.
Oh, because they could, like, wear it and match?
Yeah, but he doesn't wear that hat anymore. But I just knew my brother would thought it was hilarious because he used to have something like that.
Yeah.
Have you been to New York?
Yes.
So what did you do when you were there?
Museums and
yeah, me too.
Like eating, I don't know.
Yeah, which museums? Met, Natural History Museum.
Yes.
Guggenheim.
All of them.
MoMA.
The MoMA, yeah.
What else?
I don't know. galleries too. I'm actually trying to go to New York in October.
Nice.
This year.
Yeah, you should definitely go. And did you have pizza, bagels, and Chinese food when you were there?
I had bagels for sure. Next scooped time? Out bagels. That's like a thing.
Yeah.
Scoop them out.
Scooped out bagels? What did you tell me about this?
Like they slice the bagel and then they scoop out the inside and then they fill it with stuff.
Holy shit. I haven't even tried that. Like last time I was in New York, I had cronuts and they were amazing.
I've had cronuts here.
Yeah, they're here, but yeah. I'm saying they were in New York first.
Yeah.
And they have Dunkin' Donuts out there, which I always crave.
Really?
I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts when I was 14, so I used to make culottes for people, so I started getting addicted to those. They suck now. Like, they're too loose.
Cool. Is it a coffee drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now they have frozen hot chocolate, and those are much better than culottes.
Frozen hot chocolate.
It's like, they don't have anything like that out here, so kind of...
Are you a big coffee drinker?
Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Like, I buy the ground coffee, and
That's funny.
I buy it, and I get it shipped in, yeah. My brother has shipped me bagels. He's shipped me pizza before.
Shipped you pizza?
He shipped me pizza, yeah. And I thought it was something else, and I, like, left it outside for a couple of days, and I was like, holy shit, it was still kind of cold. But the pizza would have been way better if I brought it in earlier.
It was frozen.
He like shipped it with dry ice or something. Yeah. Yeah. But by the time I opened it, it was like pretty bad, but it was still good.
You're like, I still ate it.
Yeah, I still ate it. Yeah. I felt like my brother could have picked out a better pizza, but who knows? I was really happy. He sent me as like a birthday present.
Yeah, that's a nice gift.
And when I would come back from New York, I would always bring like a dozen back on the plane, but it would get like all wet and stuff. Still good though. I feel like I'm better at making bagels than a lot of bagel places now. It's really weird. I hate to say that, but...
So that's what's important about, like, knowing what you like and then just figuring out how to make it, because then you can have these things.
Yeah, you can go anywhere. I don't have to stay in New York because I could make it now.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could hire someone to make it, but... Because it's like you're in the kitchen for an hour making a bagel. You're like, oh. I end up taking...
I love that.
You love that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I get exhausted. I don't know.
I am, like I said, so process-oriented. So, like, I should probably, like, make bagels then.
I think I would love it. You should absolutely do it and then come back and tell me how it went. And I'll give you my recipe. I have a really good one. I've tried a lot. And I found that the one with barley malt syrup is the way to go.
Okay.
You need that. I don't know why. You just do. I've made it with other ways and it's just weird. I don't know why. Do you ever see some dough recipes have oil and some don't?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I'm not sure. Like pizza dough often has oil in it.
Yeah. A lot. Some you see olive oil, some you don't. And I'm like, why does some have it and some doesn't? But I do notice that when you put the oil in, like, it won't get as dry. So it helps.
Okay. I think it'd be heavier, too, like denser. Yeah.
Do you think that oil is good for you or bad for you in general?
It's a healthy fat, I think.
Okay.
If you eat it in, like, the correct doses.
I don't know why I heard they're like, oil is just horrible for you. I heard it one day.
People will say anything is bad for you. But if you're not, like, drinking a gallon of oil.
Yeah.
I think you're fine.
People are like, eggs are bad, don't eat eggs every day. Then that was a myth that turned out.
Yeah, that one's not true.
Yeah, and then there's everyone's crazy about gluten nowadays. You're a bread fan, I'm a bread fan, screw that.
Yeah, I mean, if you eat an entire loaf of bread every single day for 7 days, sure, it's not going to be good for you.
Yeah, exactly. I could never give up bread. That's not my favorite
I've definitely given up gluten and dairy before.
Really? How was that?
It was fine.
What'd you eat?
Other things. I found that chopping up mushrooms, like cremini mushrooms really small, like made me think I was eating cheese, like on a salad. That was helpful.
I like would be worried that like I don't have anything to chew with. Like I just love the consistency of bread, you know, and it goes with everything so well. I don't want to just eat mush, you know.
Yeah.
I hate mush. When I was with my ex, actually, we'd have Mexican breakfast and her family and like it was all refried beans and like tortillas. And I was like, I need toast. I can't do this.
I need toast.
Exactly. Have you ever had a Mexican breakfast?
I have.
How was it?
It was good.
What was it consisting of?
Well, when I was in Mexico.
Yeah.
For breakfast, I would get like it essentially was a quesadilla.
Mm.
But I think it was advertised as something else. But then there'd be like beans or whatever on the side.
I can do that.
Oh, sure. It was an empanada. But when I would order it, I'd be like, this is a quesadilla. What is happening?
Have you had the empanada at Taco Bell?
No.
So good. It's like apple cinnamon caramel. Oh, my God. Have you been there?
I haven't been to a Taco Bell in years.
You're more of a healthy whole food eater?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell by your dishes. They're really good.
I'm a visual eater for sure.
Do you take pictures of most of the stuff?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, I'm trying to, like I said, get people to... I didn't make that one.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm trying to get people to use my glass plates, like, out in the world.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They're not dishwasher safe, which is, like, an issue.
I'll use one. I take pictures of food.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is this another one of your cats?
No, that's the same kitty cat.
Oh, the light, the colors in the light. So, yeah. Such an artistic cat. Looks like a little kitty here.
She was like young there.
Baby, yeah. So cute. 2017. Have you ever had partners that smoked weed?
Yeah.
And you didn't mind at all?
No. I used to smoke a lot of weed.
And what changed?
I don't know. It just makes me paranoid now.
Yeah, a lot of... I think that's... I asked another person that, and they said the same thing. That it just makes them paranoid.
Yeah, like it's like a brain change that happened as I got older.
I've never even seen breakfast salad. It looks so good. How did you do that?
Wow. Just like sautéed vegetables on greens with an egg is my go-to meal for any time of the day.
Nice. Have you been out of country besides Mexico?
I've been to Israel and awesome. Like Canada, but I actually just bought a flight to Thailand in February, and I'm so excited.
That is cool. I want to go there next. I was only at the Philippines.
How was that?
It was amazing. The best three, some of the best 3 weeks of my life. Like
3 weeks. That's a long time.
It was a long time because I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I really want to get to know it, you know? And I was friends with someone there. Like I had like a 3 week relationship basically. It was like another life for 3 weeks.
So yeah.
It was amazing to not have responsibilities, to pay way less for everything. $20 hotel room. Come on. It was the best. I was getting a $4 massage.
Like every day.
Every day? I was getting a massage at least every other day. It was like so cheap. I was like, why the hell not? I'm going to live in luxury. I was like doing things I would never do. Like go out to eat everywhere. Try all these cool foods I would never. Mm-hmm. We went to this really fancy restaurant in Intramuros, I think it was called. It was like the first capital of the Philippines, which is really cool for historic World War II stuff. Like we saw what Japan did and I saw their role in World War II, which I didn't really have any idea of. And when we were there, like, yeah. I forgot what I was talking about. It was pretty amazing.
Was your flight there super cheap?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons too. It was like $725.
Oh my god, yeah.
And I used bonus miles, so it really only cost me $125.
Wow.
And we stopped in Japan for like a couple hours.
Did you leave the airport?
Didn't leave the airport. So I was like telling my friend, we didn't have that much time. I was like, go get me something to eat. Fucking comes back with a hot dog. I was like, you're an idiot.
From a 7-Eleven or something.
It was like airport food, but I was expecting him to get something Asian. He didn't. He got a hot dog.
That's funny.
It was still pretty good, but yeah, it was really funny. That's Demir. He's a crazy cat. Don't enter a dump truck business with that guy. Are you a fan of knee-high socks?
No. My mom knit me those socks.
Nice.
I love like wool socks.
Okay.
Whatever, any kind, as long as they're wool.
You only like ankle kind?
I don't like the short socks because they fall down.
Me too. So I never wear short socks, yeah. Ankle socks, never really. Have you ever tried to make your own pizza?
Yes.
Was this yours? No.
No.
That looks amazing. Yeah, it's East Gleason pizza.
Yeah. Have you been there?
I think I have.
It's so good. And then to the left of that image is the Mama Lil's chili oil, which is like the reason to go there.
Okay. Yeah, I think you posted before that, yeah.
Yeah, it's the best. You just like drizzle that all over your pizza.
Nice.
You should go, for sure.
For sure.
It's far from here, though.
Absolutely. I love trying new pizza places. I like...
It's thin crust, so it's good.
Yeah, that looks exactly like the New York kind that I like.
Yeah.
I think my favorite initially was straight from New York pizza, but then I realized that I liked Baby Doll pizza way better.
Baby Doll's pretty good.
They are. There's one that I never even tried. It's like... Such an artisan one. It's not Atlas Pizza. It's something else. It was like Pizza Shoals. Have you ever heard of that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you tried that? Hawthorne.
I actually have not. There's always a long line and I hate lines.
Me too. If I see a line, I'll just walk out a lot of times.
Yeah. And like the same food will be like next door. You just don't have to wait in the line.
I'm so impatient too. I also have a rotisserie oven. That's pretty cool.
That was my friend Emlyn made duck for Thanksgiving one year.
I've never made duck yet.
It's pretty hard.
How hard is it? What do you have to do?
It's just like, it's a greasy meat.
Okay.
It's just like you have to like pay attention to it when you're cooking it.
You know when you get at a restaurant, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Like my brother. Like
cook it low and slow or something? I don't
know. Yeah. Like 20 years ago, my brother took me out for duck at the super fancy restaurant, and I will never forget it. Like, it was the best duck ever.
Yeah.
If you have it right, I guess. Well, thanks so much for coming in. It was fun talking with you, having a little chat.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Do you plan on going back to glass blowing, or are you going to stick with what you're doing now?
I'll probably, like, flirt with the material again in that sense. But right now, I'm going to continue making the art that I've been making in the way I've been making it, because I've only just begun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you do.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Just a lot at you, or inside of your head, and now you just work me harder. I refuse to give you something, anything that you like. What you took from me isn't something I intend to give back. Your karma's killing you, nothing's fulfilling you, there's no value. Now you're gone, never coming back, you're a maniac. So explain it to me, how you could be so cruel. You thought you had me, but you didn't, and you are truly a fool. If you want me to, you can bet I won't, because you don't deserve it. Or anything that you might, anything that you could, anything that you want. Your karma's killing you, nothing's fulfilling you, there's no value. Now you're gone, never coming back, you're a maniac. Your karma's killing you, nothing's fulfilling you, there's no value.